Kof Aleph Teves, Monday the 16th of January, Rabbi Moshe Bullen Krauss, lighting the Shabbos lights.
Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. So I've chosen this topic. Last time I was able to speak, I spoke about also Shabbat Inyan, about Hachonis for Shabbos, and this is the next stage, which is the Hadlokas Haneus, which is the final Hachonah for Shabbos, which is the Chiev, which is the whole Simon Shulchan Aruch about in Erechaim Simon Reish Samach Gimel. So Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph, Yehizor Elasis Ne Yofa, to make a nice light. Yehish Mechavni Elasis Beis Pesilas Echad Kneged Zochav Echad Kneged Shoma. This is a universally accepted custom. Everybody has this minig. It's not a Chiev. The main Chiev is just one light, but it's a minig. We already mentioned the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rishonim, to have two lights, two candles, to oil, whatever it is, paraffin, whatever it is, to have two lights, echol keneged, zoch and echol shom. It's a Gemara, it's based on the Gemara that Rishon Yechai came and he saw somebody running with two things of hadassim, two branches. They asked him, why have you got two? So he said, one keneged zoch and one keneged shom. That's one of the main things of Shabbos, is zoch and shom, the positive and the negative. So we have two candles, two lights. Now, what's about adding on? May one add on? If the inyan is connected zocher, connected shomer, then it would lechayra pashtus mean that you'd have to limit it to two. Because as soon as you start doing three, four, five, you haven't got the connected zocher and connected shomer. You've got more than two. Who says you're allowed to add on? So along comes the Rama, and he says v'yichoynim lahoysef al hat gimel edan ad neres v'cheinog. You can add on more, you have three, four lights, and so is the minik, says the Rama. Now, what's the Yesoid? Where does he get it from the Ramah? What's the Makhira? He might not be able to do such a thing that we asked. Surely there's a meaning of Zocher V'Shomer. Four, that's not Zocher V'Shomer. It's more. So, if you look in the Dark of Moshe, he brings that the Maril says, and these are the two Makhiras of the Ramah. One is the Maril. The Maril brings that if a woman forgot to light Ner Shabbos, an Oinus is different if she's a complete Oinus. But if she was a poshea, she was negligent and she forgot to light the neiros, and there was no neir Shabbos. Even the husband didn't light. Nobody lit neiros Shabbos. So when we give her a knas, and she must be moisiv, and she has to add on an extra light for the rest of her life. And the Ramah brings it a minute later, and he says this din that one has to add on one. So it's mashma from here that there's nothing wrong with adding on more than two lights, having more than two lights, because we say that a woman who forgot to light, the Ramah brings ishosh shakcha. So you see from the Maril that you can add on more than two. That is the Makor. That is one Makor with the Ramah. That is no steer to Zocher V'Shomer to have three. But the earlier Rabbah says it's not really a Raya, because if you look at the Maril inside, he's not talking about adding on extra light totally. He's adding on more oil to the light. That's what he's talking about. More oil in the actual light. So we have no Raya you can add on an extra light. But there's another Makai, and this is brought down with Daka Moshe. Daka Moshe is the same person as Ramah. He just explains the background behind where he's coming from. And he brings a Rav Yah. The Rav Yah is one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, the Poskim. And the Rav Yah discusses like this. He says, the Minig seems to have been that on Rosh Hashanah, we know what we, on Rosh Hashanah in Musaf, we have to say 10 psukim altogether from the Torah. Not from the Torah, 10 psukim altogether. 10 psukim of Malchias, 10 psukim of Zechroinus, 10 psukim of Shafers, and there seems to have been a minute to add on more than 10. More than 10. So the Rav Yoh asks, how can you add on more than 10? The Indian is 10. There's a special Indian doing 10. The Gemara tells us you have to do 10 psukim because a Kneged Asara Mamorois, Kneged various things of 10. So if you do more than 10, you do 11 and 12, you haven't got the Kneged Asara Mamorois. You've got plus, you've got 12, 13, you haven't got 10. Asara Mamorois, so actually you can't be Moisiv. Says the Rav Yoh, no, it's fine, not to worry. Why? I bring your eyes, says the Rav Yoh. Because on Shabbos, we know there's a chiyuv to have shiva kruim. Seven people need an aliyah on Shabbos. Are you allowed to be moisiv? Yes, you can add 8, 9, 10. There's no problem of being moisiv. Aye, if the Rav Yoh, where's the Mekoyim need 7? The Gemara says in Megillah, can I give shiva royeh pnei ha-melech? Because interesting, in the court of one of the kings, there were 7 royal, let us say 7 officers. We find also with Achashverosh, there were 7 sorim. So Keneged the Shiva royal, there was a special union of 7. So how the other more and make extra aliyahs, add the union of seven? Eloma, you see, that when Chazal give you a number, they don't mean to exclude more than that. They mean to exclude less than that. Seven means no less than seven. Doesn't mean you can't have more than seven. If you have eight, you've got seven plus. B'chlal mosayim mone. Included in 200 is 100. So even though there's a takonah to have 7, or there's a takonah to have 10, doesn't come to exclude. You can't have 11 because 11 is also 10. That's what the Rav Yosef. Zok the Daka Moshe. So you see from here that there's nothing wrong with adding on. So here as well, Ein Hocha Namra. Zoch of the Shoma means have 2, but if you do 3, Bechlau Mosai Mamet. In 3 is included in 2, that's fine. That's the Mokar of the Ramon. But they didn't Daka Moshe. Emes, somebody showed me, so Emes a Priya. Because if you look at the Rav Yah inside, see, Emes, we've got the whole Rav Yah. Daka Moshe didn't have the whole Rav Yah. He had it the way it was brought down in the other Rishonim. The Modcha brings it down. This, the, he quotes not the Rav Yah direct. It's the Modcha Rishonim the Rav Yah in Rosh Hashanah. He didn't have the Rav Yah. If you look at the Rav Yah, when we've got it from the Ksav Yad, where it's printed, you'll see that he speaks from a Furish, Legaba, adding on Neres Shabbos. And he says, you're not supposed to add more than 2. The Gal the Shah is off of a Shabbat 2, don't add more than 2. In Fush and Rav Yah over here. So that is the Stira. Rav Yah says the Stira. So you have to say a Yishuv. After the all Yishuv and the all answers, perhaps you can have a Mechalek between where it's Efsha Zoch of a Shabbat is supposed to remind you of it. You're supposed to be reminded of Zoch of a Shabbat. So if you have 3, you won't be reminded. Whereas the Indian of us of 10 Pesukim, not to remind you that's on the Morris, it's Knegger 10, so Mela more is okay. Actually, we can think of Terutzim perhaps, but if I say Rav Yom, first says you're not supposed to add more than 2. And maybe the Bissel Shver, the Ramah is the Maisa, Shver, that he's passing him, not like Mufush Rav Yom. Sorry, what did you think?
You said you mustn't add
more than 2. He wasn't like more than 2. He can't like more than 2. The Maisa, Rav Yom himself says, if you want to add on, put them a bit away. Make sure there's a Hekela. So, I mean, Lysa, those who've got the minig, as you do how many have got minig, every extra child add on an extra light. Yeah, so this based on this Ramah, Ramah says you could add on more. So I'm not trying to be mafakfik on the minig, because the Maisa, all the posts can bring down this Ramah, the halacha, so I'm not trying to change the minig olam. But what one point to point out is that there's certainly a maila in having it in a way that you can tell that there's 2 main ones and the other ones are small ones. For example, you know, when a young couple get married, first they have their Shabbos lights and their Shabbos lights. So keep on those Shabbos lights and the other ones should be in a separate, so that's a separate place. Even if it's tea lights or it's perhaps a smaller candelabrum, something like that. If it's all, whereas if you make it all, you know, make it all one big menorah with everything together, then it's not so knicker that you don't see that the separate two are separate. So I'm not trying to say it's usa to do it. If you want, you know, to do one big candle with the candlestick with them all, there is the Ramah to rely on. But there's certainly a maila, I would say, in having 2 separate ones, and the rest are smaller. You can see already that there's kind of, there's 2 separate units. There's one with the 2 Shabbos layers, and there's the extra.
Brings down
this point?
Yeah, he says you should do it.
And she says that? Yeah. So Rav Yagi said Fiskechuvas brings down his Chumrah.
It's not Chumrah, but he says it's nice.
It's an Eitzah. It's an Eitzah you got around the problem to be into the Rav Yah. Right, so that was the first seat. Now, it says here, that Hanoshim Muzhoris Boy Yosef, Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel, even though it's a mitzvah on men and women equally, the women on Muzhoris Boy Yosef is a special mitzvah which is mutal on them. They are the achroi of the house, they should do it. Why is that? Nishim Mutsunus Babais and Oiskus of Tarka Babais. They're in any case busy doing everything. Give them that mitzvah as well of lighting the light. There's another reason as well, because he coughs on Neiro Shalom. She extinguished the light of the world, meaning Chava, at the time of Eitz Hadas, of the Chet, she caused Misa to Neiro Shalom, to light of the world, which was, means Adam Rishon, come to one Pshat, another Pshat, it means the Neshama, and the Neshama has to leave the Guf earlier than it would have done, people would have lived forever. So there's, she caused Misa, so as a Takon, as a Tikkun, she lights the Neiros. It's the mitzvah which is mutl more on women than on men, but even a man is on his own, has the same chiyuv. Every single yid has a chiyuv Adlocha's nes. Doesn't mean every person has to light himself, because if a person belongs to a family, then one's affiliated to the family. Not every single yochid has to light. Be like the Chanukah lights, where min adin, it's enough with one light is lit for the entire family. But akoponim, it's a choiva on every individual to have, to be affiliated somehow to an Ner Shabbos. But in the house, it's the woman who's the one who they were, gave her the achrai, the responsibility of doing it lemaisa. Now, when does one make the bracha? So there's a bracha on Adlokas Ner Shabbos. As we know, the minig is to make a bracha, even though it's machlokes v'shoinim, shachar pasi to make a bracha on Ner Shabbos, v'halat Ner Shabbos, shal yontav, v'halat Ner shal yontav. So the Rama says, yesh mishoime, shemavorchin koidim hadlokka. Some say you make a bracha before the hadlokka. Every mitzvah, there's a cloud, you're supposed to do it before you do the mitzvah. You make the bracha, baruch atah shemavorchin, whatever it is, had the answer is where it's into just lulav, or it's the tkaya shayal, tkaya shayfa, any mitzvah, if you do over last yasin. So says the Rama, yesh oimrim, that you do it beforehand like any other mitzvah. Yesh mishayim, shemavorach, acha adlocha. Some say you do it afterwards. Why do you do it afterwards? Because there's a problem. Oh. The problem is that if you make the bracha before and you make it Shabbos already, so you don't want to, you can't make it Shabbos and then be madlik. You can't have hadlok on Shabbos. Mevela zok the Rama, so the minig is, yesh noyegim, that seems to be the accepted minig, certainly not Ashkenazim, to do like the Rama says, to first light and then do the bracha. Now there's a big vikuach, a big shaila, what's about on Yontif? So there's a sefer called the Drisha, which is one of the Gedolei Poskim, which was written on the Azharas. He wrote the Sma on the Tor, and he wrote the Drisha Prisha on the Tor, and the Sma is on Shulchan Aruch. He was one of the greatest Gedolei Talmud of the Mashal. And he had a wife who was a greater Rebbetzin in her own right. And the son of the Drisha, in his Akdomah to Shulchan Aruch, after he's described the father's God, this speaks about his mother. So she was a Ishat Sadekas, and even as a young child, when she was before she got married, she lived in the house. Her father was a big Gvir. She could have had anything she wanted. She was her only child. She could have had anything she wanted. She dafka took from Olam Hazeh, only what she needed, nothing more. And then, when she got married to the Drisha, she was sitting at the table with him, and all the Chachomim were there, and whenever there's a heated debate, she had what to say, and she could pass them shiners, and she said she was a Vaki in Halachas, and Kitzik had that after the husband was Nifter, she was Tanis, and Magrisa Isha Tzadekis. And he brings two Psokim, Shamati, from my mother, he says. The son of the Drisha brings from shame this Isha, who was the wife of the Drisha. That what? One of them is Negev, both are Hadlokas Neiris, one, but I'm only mentioning one. And that was that the minhag noshim, as we said, is to first light and then make the bracha. She says, that's very good, she says, on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you understand? You can't make the bracha first, then it's Shabbos, then you can't light. You can't light the light on Shabbos. But on Yontav, Tainetzi, on Yontav, there's no reason to do a madlik in there on Yontav. You're allowed to madlik in there on Yontav. We know Yontav is hutra, third eichel nefesh. So you can light a light on Yontav. So she says, on Yontav, faket. You should first make the bracha, and then light. The whole reason why you should make the bracha only afterwards doesn't apply on Yontav. Why? Because on Yontav you can make the bracha b'makabel Yontav. Eilechanam is complete Yontav, and now I'm lighting the light. But I can't strike the match. Yeah, I can't strike the match. Can't make a new light. So you take a light from somewhere else. You go to the gas stove, or you go a yosset, whatever it'll be, and you do it that way. That's the way you're around. You should do it. And that's where she tied it. This is brought down in the Morgan Avraham. Avraham brings it down. And he says, yeah, even though it's a very good suggestion, she's saying, he says, Ein chochma benoshim v'chulu. There's no wisdom in women. Now, there's two ways we learn pshat in the Mepharshim. Well, you could learn pshat, which is the pashat pshat in Magen Avraham, not so complimentary for women, saying, okay, she's a chachoma, but Ein chochma, the Gemara says, Ein chochma l'noshim ela b'pelech. Women are only chachomim in spinning. So she should keep her spinning, she shouldn't come a paskin shyness. That's the posh of shah in the Magen Avraham. Others seem to learn that he means to say, because he carries on and says, well, why not? The maestro says, these are good. She's saying, good. He says, no. Loy plug. We find a loy plug. Chazal don't differentiate. In meaning, if you're going to start telling women that, you know, on Shabbos Hazoy, Yontev Hazoy, they get so confused whether they're coming or going, mix them up, we'll make a loy plug. That's what the Magen Avraham says, loy plug. So that's what the Magen Avraham means. In chochma benoshim, especially when it comes to something which is, Mamuna, women are chroy on this. You start telling them on Shabbos, it's a Yom Tov Azoy, and Chochma Noshim will get mixed up. Okay, so that is what Lamaisa, the Mogen Avraham argues. What's the halacha? So the Achroinim really side with the wife of the Drisha. Said, yeah, she was an Isha of the Vayna, she knew what she was talking about. We don't agree to the Mogen Avraham. Yeah, why? Because what's the Mogen Avraham saying? Loi plug, right? But he's based on something. You can't make your own loi plug. Yeah, you can't say, you know, don't differentiate. So we find similar antidote sedaim for the Suda. Yeah? So in the Suda, we also don't do Oivel HaSiyosam. Yeah? We first wash and then make the bracha, which is not Oivel HaSiyosam. Right? It's not Oivel HaSiyosam. Some say it's Oivel HaSiyosam before the drying. But Pashtas, it's not Oivel HaSiyosam. We first make the first of the Mitzvah, then we do the bracha. How can that be? Why do we do that? So the reason is because sometimes a person's hands are not clean. You come out for the Mitzvah Kisei, hands are not clean. And then he can't make the bracha first. So since there is a case where you need first the mitzvah and then the bracha, like a person's hands are not nokis, so he first has to clean his hand, and then he can make the bracha. So because of that, we make a late plug, but always, we always switch around the order, and we always do the mitzvah and then the bracha. That's why it's always first the mitzvah. Similarly, tefillah, Mrs. Tefillah. When one tovels, yeah, the person's got a mitzvah to tovel. The man who makes the rishon negate even for men, Mr. Tila, what does one do? One first tables and then makes the bracha. That's the way Tila goes. Why is it that way around? Why? To make everybody else first make the bracha, then table. Why is it that way around? The answer is because Tila's ger. Because a ger can't do that way around. Ger can't make a bracha a la Tila before he's table. He has to become a yid first before he makes the bracha. So ger first has the table, then he makes the bracha. So since a ger first does mitzvah, then the bracha, that's everybody does it that way around. So that's the Makoba, the Mogen Avraham, that we make a late plug in Oivel HaSiyosam. So maybe it's not the Mogen Avraham, we bowed on Shabbos. You have to do it first, the mitzvah, then the bracha. So Yom Tov stays the same. Taina Dogim Ravav, and Lady Behuda, it's Nishkan Sushka, no comparison. Why? Because you only say late plug where it's the same bracha. Like Alatila Sidayim, same Tila Sidayim, whether your hands are dirty or not dirty. Alatvila is the same, whether it's a guest, the same bracha. But here's two separate brachas. One's Ladin Esha Shabbat, one's Esha Yom Tov, then we can make a plug. As I time it there. As I time it in the Noim Yudu. Okay. We can clear whether we hold out the Mogna Ram, hold out the wife of the Drisha, we can clear. That's one time. And there's another time for the Kavega. Shmuel the Meister brings down this whole Shaila. And he says, Vinkin beyond of the Lashayach there, Lukuli Alma Tavarach, Achach Tadlik. Like the wife of the Drisha. That's the Mogram Dulit Plug. I will have Rachim Smirik Moshe Safti Mitchila. Many Achrim all that Yom Tov should be the other way around to Shabbos, like the wife of the Drisha. What's Halacha Lemaisa? So it depends on one's minik. Some have got minik Azoy, some minik Azoy, whatever one's minik is. But there's always what to rely on. This we're coming from somewhere if one, whichever way one does it. If one does like, my wife's particular minik is to do the same Shabbos and Yom Tov, and others, I think it could be the general, as far as I hear, the general minik is to Shabbos Yom Tov stay the same, to say the loy plug. Is that the minik? If that's your wife's. What's the general minik?
I mean, I don't know what the general minik is. I mean, we have the minik that something Yom Tov is different.
That's a different
you have to make a bracha first.
So you have to make sure to light the, you can't light a match afterwards, that means.
That's right, yeah. Well, they light the match, they make the bracha, and then they light the candles.
It's a long match, so they should go out
and do the bracha. Candles or whatever.
Meshachyom as well, Eichmach, the two brachas you can Yom Tov. You accommodate it. Okay, I can't say what's the general minik. Everybody's got the...
Like the cinch fingers.
Anyway,
it's
okay, that's the shayla. The shayla who you go after the wife, you go after
some
the
mother. Yeah.
First one,
yeah. Okay, so no, there are a few points to consider here. Another point I want to discuss in Hadlochis Neiris. And that is, what's the reason? We really started from Shulchan Aruch. We should have really started from the Makay and the Gemara. So let's just open the Gemara and see what it says. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Hadlok ne'er b'Shabbos chayva. The Gemara says Hadlok is a ne'er and Shabbos is a chayva. It's a chiyav. Why is it a chiyav? So Rashi says, why is it a chiyav? The Gemara means a posik. The posik says, as we say it in Eicha, Batiznach Mishalim Nafshi Nashisi Toiva. That my soul was forsaken from Shalom. I had no Shalom. What do you mean I had no Shalom? So the Gemara is there, Ner Shabbos. Zuad Lachis Ner Shabbos. I didn't have a Ner. Without a Ner Shabbos, no Shalom. It means no Shalom. Rashi says, it doesn't mean peace in the normal sense of the word. It means there's no serenity. One doesn't feel relaxed. Rashi says, Shaloi, b'mochim she'ena ein Shalom, shehoilich v'nichshal. He goes and he stumbles. He'll knock into things, so there's no light. And also, v'oichel ba'afelis, to gisos, and he eats in the darkness. So there's two problems involved in not having neighbors. One needs a neighbor for two reasons. One reason is not to stumble, and the other reason is because it's more gishmak, the sa'uda, when one has neighbor. A sa'uda with light, without light, tastes completely different. If you eat in the dark, you have no anor from it. So you need light in order to get more anor, otherwise you don't enjoy the food, b'chlau. So those are the two reasons. Is there a nafkamina between the reasons? There's a big nafkamina. What's the din if there's ready a light? Are you allowed to add on another light? What was the ready a light? The light already in the room. Are you allowed to add on a light? So Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch holds that can only make the bracha if it's completely dark anyhow. He says, in Sif Ches, Beis Egimel Balebatim Oichim Mokam Echod, Yesh Oim Rishkol Echod Mavarech Ala Moner Rishinoi, Yesh Bim Gam Gam Medova, V'nochen Izov V'sofik Brachos V'yavarech Ala Echod. So the Shulchan Aruch holds that if you have a couple of women, or Balebatim, whichever it may be, and everybody wants to light their own Shabbos lights, he says, so Sophie, can you make a broch on an extra light? Actually, you can't, because you've already got all the whole Indian, you're not going to stop, but you can see already. So you can see a bit better, so what? Well, that means you can make a broch on it. And same with eating, it's not completely dark, you get a bit extra light, so you can make a broch on it. So the Mechaber is not happy about it. But Ramah says, L'maisa avalonu eno yim ken el minigis, we do make a broch on extra light. Now what's the pshat in that? So the pshat, if you look in the pasuk, it's clear that the whole Indian is only in the Mokam Achila, in the place of eating. Meaning, a person has more hanor when it's brighter in the place where he's eating. But in the place where he's, in not a place of eating, for instance, a room where one's just doing other inyanim, we're not eating there, then one cannot make a bracha on an extra light. Because in a chanama, you know, it's a bit brighter, but as far as tripping up, it doesn't need it at all. So where it's to do with eating, the more light there is, the better. But where it's to do with eating, the extra light doesn't add on. So firstly, there's two points to mention. The first one is that it's questionable whether with an electric light, you know, you have a fluorescent light in your front room, and it's bright like anything, whether even the Ramah would be happy about that. Perhaps the whole thing that the Ramah says you can make a bracha on extra light is where it's adding on a bit of light somewhere, because there are some dark corners somewhere, but where the whole place is completely lit up, and it's not wasted, it doesn't give you any extra light, actually you can't do it. So it's a big shine about it. But the minhag is to be mekel, and one makes a bracha, even though one has electric lights, and it's going to be very bright. Now we can't say we've got a masoira on this inyan, because before electric lights came along, then of course it was moisif neiris, it was added on light. But now that nowadays we have these bright lights, so really, we have no masoira to make a bracha. But the minhag is, and the possum say, you don't have to stop people from doing so, and one can make a bracha even nowadays, that it's already very bright. The taste of soira one can make a bracha on.
Why don't we say Sophic Brochus Lalka, a light without?
Minig Noshim, you start dealing with the women, start telling them not to make a brach on the nails, so you'd wouldn't get very far. Nice to Yashid Minig either, but there is a hiddu, lechatchila, to put the electric light off and then on again. And then to light the Shabbos lights. That is a hiddu, and thereby you're definitely doing a hadlocker. Because the hadlocker, many poskim hold you can make a bracha on an electric most poskim hold you can make a bracha on an electric light. Yeah, okay, you make the bracha, not daylight, it's later on, it's going to get dark. The bracha's not for now, it's for later. Later, it's going to be on later, once when it's dark. Even during the daylight, it still adds on a bit of light. So most possible hold you can make a bracha on electric light. Certainly the ones with the filament, and Rabbi Yashin holds even on the ones which are even fluorescent, which is only gas. It's not really a strictly speaking, an air. So the best thing is to put the light off, and then put it on again, and then the bracha works on both. You don't talk between put on the electric light, put it off and on again, and then light the lights, and the bracha goes on both. That's a hiddu to do. Sometimes we can't do that, for instance on Yom Tov. If you like second day Yom Tov, you can't do that, you can't put it off and on. So you have to rely on the kula, on the minhag olam, and make a light, even though there's plenty of bright light. But the other point which he's mentioning is that from the poskim seems clear that's only in the place where you're being madlik because of achila, for food. That means you are benefiting the Torah Achila. That's more gishmak to have a brighter light around. There you can make a bracha on Tosfos Ola. that it's just a place which lo yikoshel not to stumble, and it's ready a light, and you can't make a bracha on the extra light, which is very negaya.
When you
light it out and you come back, if the electric light is on and you just lit the candles and it doesn't give you anything at all, then you have to do this etzer of one of two things: either you put the electric light off and on, or you have a piece of cake when you get home. Now, cake, shayla, cake enough to be called a suda? Some say it's called enough. Say it's cake is called a suda. If it's cake has got a chashiva. It's eat by the neiras. That's an etzer. Or, but it doesn't help always. Yom Kippur, for example, doesn't help. When you've done Yom Kippur, also you've got this problem. If you've got children who can eat, there are enough children you can make a bracha as the achila. That's only because of the not to stumble. So the eitzah is to light in a dark room, or in washing Yom Kippur, to make a bracha on the lights which will light in upstairs in the bedroom, and then she should light there and then come down, or put an extra light off and on if one can do that. That's the best eitzah, because to make a bracha on extra light when there's a ready light is not so straightforward.
Hasn't she made Shabbos when she's lit up? How could she?
No. Kabbalah Shabbos is with the Gemar Hadlocha, the end of the Hadlocha, the last final part of the Hadlocha. It's not the first light. You can't be. You're not mad. Well, there's a shayla. Are you makabel with the Hadlocha with the bracha? But even if you makabel with the Hadlocha, but you makabel with the Gemar Hadlocha, but you couldn't light two lights. It's just that's the cash. I can have two lights. It must be with the Gemara Hadlocha.
She does the fluorescent lamp or whatever.
She's that way around. She first has to do the fluorescent and then the Shabbos lights. That's the way she should do it. But there is a shayla whether the Kabbalah Shabbos is with the bracha or with Hadlocha. There's two minhagim by putting out the match. Some put out the match.
You should put on the light, the fluorescent, after you've lit up.
No, other way around. I said first put the fluorescent on and then. It's better if you can do one which is not fluorescent. But even if you only have fluorescent, do that. Put it off and on, and then light the Shabbos lights.
Just in that room or in the other rooms? Or
no, you only do it one place. You've done it, as long as you do it one place, that's okay. You've been used to that Indian. You've done it. Can be in a different room. I tell my wife, she lights in. We've got one bulb in the house which has got a filament, and that gives a bit of light in some bedrooms. So she goes, she lights that, and then she comes on, and she lights the Shabbos lights.
Good.